I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday, which was yesterday. So that would make today Wednesday. And with that kind of logic, that must mean you're listening to Tim Hunter on KRKO. God help us all.
Well, you know, this has been a special week, and it keeps being special. Good morning. Special having you here. KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. My name is Tim Hunter. Tonight and tomorrow night are going to be really special. Unfortunately, in the middle of the night, and KRKO's Ted Beener is here because, Ted, we have an actual good shot of seeing the Northern Lights.
Well, if you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning like you normally do, you'll probably have a chance to see it. But no, realistically, the sun sent another burst of energy towards Earth and some particles to go with it. And it's going to rub up against Earth's atmosphere the next couple of nights. The big question is, how far south are we going to be able to see it? And I think the consensus is at least the northern tier states from Maine all the way to Washington State. And the best time to see them, according to the National Weather Service's Space Weather Prediction Center, is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So for those who are night owls, here's an opportunity to see some of nature's most spectacular light shows.
So if I'm going to set an alarm to make sure I catch this, would you say midnight is a safe bet?
It would be. Either you stay up or get up early, whichever way it works for you, Tim.
I'm usually up around that time, but it's usually for a purpose. Well, this is exciting, and I've never seen him, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, one other thing that's really important, are the skies going to be clear enough? And lo and behold, we're going to have clear skies the next couple of nights. Great opportunity to see the Northern Lights.
Well, I'm going to give it a try tonight, so wish me luck. If you'd like to hear more about that, Ted Beener has a brand new podcast on our sister media company, EverettPost.com, a great source for local news on that very topic. Yeah, it's KRKO and Tim Hunter back at it again. What is it? Oh, I'm playing Everett's Greatest Hits for you. I wrote it down so I would remember it too. Keeping an eye on what's going on around this place. I tell you, it's an ever-changing landscape. You know that stretch of Highway 99, just as you're about to cross into Shoreline, so it's technically Edmonds? It's where they have that Burlington Coat Factory. Yeah, there. Okay, now you know what I'm talking about. Just north of 205th. The city of Edmonds has dropped a $100,000 deposit on that whole shopping center. Now they're going to mull over what they could possibly do with it. Could become a park, could become a recreation center. The world keeps on a-changing.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Well, good morning. Brazil has sentenced three people to more than 20 years in prison for cannibalism. Apparently down there, when they say they're not eating McDonald's anymore, they're talking about their neighbors. A study says that power naps can restore the damage from lack of sleep. I was going to tell my boss about that earlier today, but I fell asleep. Sony has announced a new waterproof cell phone, so now that guy who talks behind you in the movie theater can meet you at the pool. And 64% of people say they use their foot to flush the toilet in a public bathroom. Not me, pal. I take my shoe off, wear it as a glove, and use my hand.
Join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
Good morning. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter with Everett's Greatest Hits. Are we sure this is going to work this time? Okay.
And now it's time for All Our Winners.
So the way it was supposed to work is this. On Mondays before a Funko Friday home game with the Everett Aqua Sox, your Everett Aqua Sox, we give away a four-pack of tickets to go catch the Sox Friday night. And the winner is chosen from those who downloaded the KRKO app and went to the special contest page and entered to win. Pretty simple, huh? Hasn't been this week. Okay, it started Monday with Tammy. She was a winner, But as I was congratulating her, she said there was a stipulation.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No, you get to go. I believe it's Webley plush giveaway night.
Okay, now, the reason we find out we can't do that, can we just, like, have somebody else win them?
She called back and said it just doesn't work with her husband's schedule. So then I called our next winner, Taylor. And this is what I heard at the other end.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was trying to find Taylor.
I can take a message.
Okay. Let Taylor know he won 4 tickets to go see the Everett Aqua Sox this Friday night on Funko Friday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sleeping. He loves his phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, just let him know when he wakes up. Just have him call this phone number and I'll get him all set up. He did call back. And we've got him on the phone. And the big question is, Taylor, can you use these tickets?
Yeah, I could definitely use them.
Awesome. It hasn't been easy this week, but I'm glad we finally connected. So I guess you were sleeping yesterday when I called.
Yeah, I was sleeping, and then they called me in to work pretty early. So.
Oh, man. What do you do? Can you say?
I'm a Zamboni driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like a hockey rink.
That's a unique profession.
Yeah.
How did you end up doing that?
I play hockey, so I played at the rink I work at.
Oh.
When I was little.
How cool. Well, I'm glad you get to stay off the ice and go to a baseball game this Friday night. So thanks for being out there. Thanks for downloading the app. And I hope you have a good time on Funko Friday.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
And if nothing else, this proves I'm a stubborn person. I'm going to find a home for those tickets. So if you'd like a 4-pack of tickets to catch the Aqua Sox on a Funko Friday night this season, we're doing it for every home Friday night game. Head to the App Store of your phone, download the KRKO app, head to the special contest page, and maybe we'll get you in just one try. Everyone place their bets. Feel a good Wednesday morning underway. You got the right spot to live in the country. You got the right radio station. KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. We've got it really good. Okay, let me give you some examples. Up to the north in Canada, they are reporting 100-degree temperatures further north than ever recorded before. You don't have a lot of Bud Light stock. Good thing. Was the number one beer in America starting the year? It's down to number 14. And Russell Wilson and Sierra launched a clothing line, and they have stores, the House of LR&C. And they had stores in a lot of places, including, I think, Lincoln Center over there in Bellevue. And they are apparently closing all the stores except for one in Denver. And you don't own any stock. See, you've got it good. You're not like that United Airlines passenger on Monday who was flying from Houston to Amsterdam. And the flight actually had to dump fuel and divert to Chicago to kick him off the flight because they didn't have his first choice of meal available. Just chill. Relax. Enjoy where we are. Enjoy this great day. And we'll get back to the tunes in just a moment. Yeah, I always just kind of get lost in that one whenever it comes on. It's KRKO. Tim Hunter enjoying Everett's Greatest Hits with you, and a whole lot of great songs on the way. Rod Stewart, Queen, Van Morrison, Rolling Stones, Electric Light Orchestra, Eagles, all before 8 o'clock. That's my kind of radio station, KRKO. Well, I'm enjoying the music when I'm paying attention. I get distracted, though, because of that stupid Amazon Prime. Boy, I've kind of overdone it this year. Yeah, I think I bought an Apple iPad. I'd never owned one before in my life, but they had one for like $219, and I zipped that up. It was delivered to my house an hour and a half later. Wow. Just wondered if it was hot, like they were fencing it. No wonder they drive so fast. Nah, you gotta be careful. Amazon Prime Day ends tonight at midnight, so after that, we'll all be able to relax. But just in case you think you might be getting carried away, we thought we should offer up this list. These are the top 5 signs you're spending way too much on Amazon Prime Day. Number five, when you log into your account, it actually says, back again. Number four, your keyboard and mouse are smoldering. Number three, you've bought enough birthday and Christmas gifts to take you through 2026. Number two, your family is demanding the credit cards back, but you've locked them out really well. However, the number one sign you are spending way too much on Amazon Prime Day, well, you actually got a congratulations from Amazon thanking you for buying one of everything. That bill comes. Oy. Change your name. Win the lotto. The Mega Millions. Any of those. It just doesn't matter. All right. We're getting set for all that music, I promised, coming up in a moment. You know, it would almost feel like you're on vacation if it weren't for work. It's KRKO. Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits to get your Wednesday underway. Looking forward to maybe reaching you on the phone and giving you a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse if you download the KRKO app. It's free. It's in the App Store of your phone right now. People are shocked when I actually call and give them the gift card. I don't know why. We tell you we're going to do it. And if you'd like to put yourself in the running, get that app and take care of biz soon. Got another winner coming up on Friday. All right, running behind today, so just a couple of Facebook quickies for you. Give a man a fish, and you'll feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish even though he's 100 miles from any water, and he will starve. I don't see how that's useful. And it turns out when you're asked who your favorite child is, you're supposed to pick from your own. Okay, so I know that now.